Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In for JR tonight, final hour with me, sports machine Sean Levine on the mic right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Got my guy Ryan Beck in studio spinning the wheels for us. You want to talk, hit me up. The number's 888-710-4ISN. During the break, Ryan, I of what has to be the worst Halloween candy of all time. So I thought that was Tootsie Rolls, because I don't know what Tootsie Rolls are. They're just something that gets stuck in your mouth, kind of chocolate, just tough to describe. And then I thought, nah, it gets worse than Tootsie Rolls. Candy corn is even worse. Have you ever had chocolate candy corn, bro?
No.
It doesn't
sound that bad.
It's not that good. In fact, it's worse than actual candy corn, and I wish that I had some scope with me, because my mouth tastes disgusting. I don't even know how to describe what it, chalk is, I guess, and I've never actually eaten chalk, but that's kind of what it tasted like. It definitely didn't add to the flavor. It just added to the texture and the color a little bit, bro. I don't know what's going on.
So it's chocolate candy corn, but it tastes like chalk.
Yeah, I think that's what they meant. I think they meant chalk candy corn, but they called it chocolate. They dyed it brown. They let me eat it. And that stuff, that can't be healthy for you. What the hell is candy corn anyway? And it's so good, or I should say so not good, that it's only available like 2 months a year. Can you if it's July 4th and you're going to pick up fireworks and some brats, can you also get candy corn? I don't think so.
The question is it available? I've never actually looked.
No, you have looked. You just haven't found.
I've never looked for candy corn.
Nobody has. That's my point. Nobody's ever looked for candy corn, not in October.
Of course.
Ever. Period. Now, can you get it? Probably. On the dark web and from certain guys on the corner that'll also take your parlay bet. But I think I'm convinced 11 months out of the year, it's either invisible or just doesn't exist. You are a first-team all-weirdo. If you're on your boat in the summertime at the Lake of the Ozarks on your pontoon with your family, and instead of busting out some ranch chips, you bust out the candy corn or the chocolate candy corn. Bro, ugh. Anyway, let's take a peek at the NBA scoreboard, then we'll get back into the football. Knicks and Cavs, back and forth. So, Knicks had a huge lead at the end of the first quarter. They were up by 10. The Cavs came back a little bit. At halftime, it was a little bit closer. And then the Cavs all of a sudden had this crazy third quarter where they're outscoring the Knicks 36-22. And you look up right now, it's a one-point game. End of three, 87-86. The Knicks with the lead. This one is going to be good down the stretch. Hornets and Nets. Hornets with a 105-90 lead. 2 minutes left in the third quarter from Charlotte. Heat up 99-94 on the Magic. That game, 9 minutes left in the fourth. at halftime from the ATL. The Raptors up on the Hawks 65-59. Just out of halftime from Boston, the Celtics. How about this third quarter run? 14-4 over the Sixers, and they've got a 4-point lead. Boston does over Philly 65-61. You want to talk about a lead? The Bulls are boat racing the Pistons in Chicago right now. What if I said they're up by a Michael Jordan? They're up by 23, bro. 54-31. Is my math right? Carry the one. Yeah, 50. That's a Michael Jordan. That's 23 points. 54-31. The Bulls over the Pistons. 2 minutes left till halftime from Memphis. Grizzlies down 3, 51-48 to the Pelicans. Bucks all over the Wizards in the second quarter, 66-49. And then tipping off right now. The Clippers on the road at the Jazz. LA's a 10.5-point favorite. Half hour from now, we get an alien versus a flag. Victor Wembanyama and the Spurs on the road at Dallas. Does Cooper Flagg have some sort of a nickname? Did you know that Cooper Flagg has an identical twin? I think he's an identical twin. If not, they're like very similar in body structure. Ace Flagg? I know they're in the same class if Cooper didn't reclassify. And this dude's going to play basketball in Maine. How does that happen?
That's where they live. He's the main event. That's his.
No. I know that that's where he's from and he's staying back home. But how is there such a separation in talent between two guys that basically have the same body structure, the same parents, I would assume the same individual practicing, and whatever they put into Cooper Flagg, they put into Ace too. How does one of them go to Duke? He's a one and done. He's the first player in the draft, and the guy goes to Maine. That's what I want to know. How does that happen?
I don't know. I would say injuries, one, two, passion, three, IQ. That's a lot.
I guess. Spurs and Mavs, by the way. That game tips off a half hour from now. Dallas is a 3.5-point favorite. Suns, Kings, and Trailblazers, Timberwolves are your two nightcaps. But we're going to be out of here before those games tip off an hour from now. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Let's get back into the NFL, where I'm looking right now at the betting odds to win the Super Bowl, and I'm looking at the betting odds to win the MVP. Both those things have something in common, and they both go through Kansas City. The updated MVP odds, Patrick Mahomes is your favorite at even money right now. That's right. Plus 100. So basically, is it going to be Mahomes or is it going to be the field, the rest of the league, which includes Josh Allen, whose odds went a couple of weeks ago remain the heavy favorite. All of a sudden, he's 4-1. Josh Allen, as the season's gone along, is taking kind of a weird arc, coming off his MVP season last year where out the gates he was great, but the last couple of games, turnovers, dumb mistakes, losing football games. Josh Allen is not heading in the right direction the last couple of weeks, but he still has the second-best odds to win the MVP at 4-1. Baker Mayfield, who was the betting favorite last week, has fallen down to third, 7-1. Check this out. Drake May has the fourth best odds to win the MVP at 8-1 odds. Who knew? Matthew Stafford, 10-1. Jared Goff, 18. Dak Prescott's 20-1. Dak Prescott's really easy to poke holes because he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. And we know that there have been a lot of times when they won 10 or 11 regular season games. It's America's team. The playoffs come around. They poop right down their leg, and we blame Dak. Dak Prescott, is he a Hall of Famer? I'd assume at some point he probably has to win a couple of playoff games and out of nowhere maybe take the Cowboys to the Super Bowl, and then we can revisit that conversation. But if we're going to have that type of talk about guys like Phillip Rivers or even Eli Manning, look at Eli Manning's stats, and you're probably going to say, yeah, what about those Super Bowls? And that's a fair argument. So let's go back to Phillip Rivers. It'll help me make my point a little bit better. If we're even going to talk about Phillip Rivers getting in because he's top 10 all-time in yards and touchdowns, well, that's based on longevity. And to me, the Hall of Fame, my Hall of Fame standards are for a 4 or 5 year period of time in the NFL, were you a top 4 or 5 player at your position? And that doesn't get you in. That starts the conversation. And I don't think we can say that about Phillip Rivers. I don't ever remember a 4 or 5 year period of time where Phillip Rivers was elite. He was always kind of next. Is that where Dak belongs? Or is he maybe a little bit of a step up? Individually, if you look at his numbers, Dak is probably going to end up with even better numbers than Phillip Rivers if he can stay healthy. The question is he ever going to win anything? That's my problem with Rivers. Like, what's the throw? What's the game? What's the Super Bowl that he was in? Or am I forgetting something? He just played for a really long time, which means he stayed healthy and put up really big numbers. That doesn't get you in the Hall of Fame, not in my eyes. That gets you a lot of contracts and a lot of money, a lot of security for generations of Rivers-isses. But if we're going to talk about him ever getting in the Hall of Fame, you got to talk about Dak. What if he wins the MVP this year out of nowhere? 20-1 odds right now. Daniel Jones, 25-1. How about that? 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. So those are the updated MVP odds. As far as the Super Bowl odds go, Chiefs are the favorite again. At the beginning of the year, it was Baltimore and it was Buffalo in the AFC. And I came on this very network and I said, I'm not arguing, like I'm not going to get real passionate and yell and scream and say, why are those teams, Buffalo and Baltimore, better odds than my Chiefs? But I will say it was head scratching. I didn't understand it for a couple of reasons. The Chiefs have been to 5 Super Bowls with Patrick Mahomes, and Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson have been to a combined 0. So I don't know what changed in the offseason. Allen's faced Mahomes a couple of times in the playoffs. So has Lamar. Patrick Mahomes has won every one of those games. So if it actually came to fruition in the playoffs, would those odds change? I didn't get it. But once we got a couple of weeks into the season, I was going, okay, maybe the Chiefs have taken a little bit of a step back. Clearly Baltimore has. Part of that is because Lamar got hurt. But if we were just going back to 2 weeks ago, real time, when the NFL season was 1 month in, it looked like Buffalo was the best team. At that point, they were undefeated, probably the team to beat. It looked like Kansas City was a borderline playoff team, and we could start to see that it just wasn't the year for Baltimore. Whether it was injuries or close losses or bad calls, whatever it was, at the end of the year, I'm very curious to see what happens with John Harbaugh, but that isn't going great. I think we would all agree with that. But you look up right now, the Chiefs had the best odds to win the Super Bowl at 5-1. I think ultimately they win the division for the 10th year in a row, because I'm looking at the standings right now, right? Kansas City got their way back to 500, a game over at 4-3 after beating the Raiders. And technically, Denver's leading the way at 5-2. But the reason I say technically is anybody that impressed with what Denver's done so far? Does anybody look at the comeback that they had at home against the New York Giants and pat them on the back and say, hey, great job, versus, hey, you should have never put yourself in that position? Would a great football team ever get down that big to have to score 30-plus points in the fourth quarter to beat the Giants? So I'm asking you, if you're not a Chiefs fan, if you don't have a dog in the fight, and we're talking about just the AFC West, the Chargers are better, clearly. The Broncos are good, clearly. Who would you put your money on? Because the Chiefs are trying to win the AFC West for the 10th year in a row. Barack Obama was the sitting president the last time the Chiefs did not win the AFC West. So it's been a while. And if they win the West and they end up with the best division in the AFC and they get the one seed again, you better say a prayer. I mean, a real one. If you are a fan of any of these other AFC teams, because if the Chiefs get the one seed, nothing has changed from the past 7 or 8 years. The dynasty that a lot of people tried to convince me this offseason was dying or dead is just not true. Now, the Chiefs have a lot of work to get that one seed. I mean, if the playoffs started today, first of all, that'd be crazy because it hasn't even been Halloween yet. But if the playoffs started today in the AFC, guess who the one seed is? Yeah, you got it. The Indianapolis Colts. Now, just because you get the one seed doesn't mean you're not going to slip up in a home game and then all of a sudden we look up. Kind of like last year, Detroit had the one seed in the NFC. They got knocked off in their first playoff game. Then ultimately, the path went through Philadelphia. So we'll see what happens. We're only 7-8 games so far into this NFL season. I think what we can say is it's not working out the way we thought it was going to. Or is it? Because I'm looking up right now. Here are Las Vegas's 5 best odds to win the Super Bowl. It kind of is the teams we thought it was going to be. Kansas City 5-1. Detroit 7-1, Buffalo at 8-1, although I'm not a huge believer in them right now, but you could convince me they're going to get right. Green Bay 8-1, and then the Philadelphia Eagles at 10-1 odds to win the Super Bowl. Let's see if there's anybody else that's not some crazy long shot. Where are those Broncos? 20-1, Colts 13-1, the Rams at 11-1. And then you're getting in the weeds. Then you're getting in the Seattle Seahawks territory at 27-1. I can get you the Buccaneers at 30-1 to win the Super Bowl. How about this one? Both these, actually. New England at 35-1 to win the Super Bowl. If you're a believer in Buffalo, New England's got a better record and just beat them a couple of weeks ago. So if you believe in Buffalo, how can you not believe in New England, who's leading that division 35-1, you say? And then Pittsburgh, 50-1. That's a Curtis Jackson, 50. 50-1 for the fighting Aaron Rodgerses, who take on the Green Bay Packers coming up on Sunday Night Football. That's going to be fun. Who you guys got in that one? Aaron Rodgers at home versus his old team, the Packers. Green Bay coming in 4-1-1, leading the division and a 3.5-point favorite. I might just have to take Pittsburgh on the money line. Monday Night Football is Washington at Kansas City. The Chiefs are a huge favorite in that one, 12.5, only because Washington is going to be without Jaden Daniels. The week kicks off tomorrow, Minnesota on the road at the Chargers. L.A. is a 3.5-point favorite. And then there's a couple of other fun games coming up this weekend, like Buffalo at Carolina. Carolina all of a sudden back to over 500. Let Buffalo go into Carolina and lose that game. Then how are we going to be talking about the Panthers come Monday morning? And how are we going to be talking about the Bills if they lose the Panthers come Monday morning? Dallas at Denver is another fun one. I could easily see Dallas winning that football game. Look, Dallas, I can't tell if they're a good, bad team or a bad, good team. But they're really fun to watch. How about them Cowboys? 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. We'll take some phone calls on the other side, talk a little bit of college football, check the NBA scoreboard, then we'll play a game of overrated, underrated, and then I gotta go. It's a Wednesday night on the Infinity Sports Network.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford, and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands,
or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Sean Levine.
That is my name. And this segment is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. I am the sports machine, Sean Levine. That is Ryan spinning the wheels. And you are joining us right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Got a couple of segments left. We're talking a lot of football. Let's check that basketball scoreboard real quick. 8 minutes left from the Garden. Knicks up. Not that Garden. That was my Boston Garden accent. The other Garden. Madison Square Garden. 101-89. The Knicks are pulling away from the Cavs. Looks like a successful debut, at least so far, for head coach Mike Brown. The Hornets up 119-102 over the Nets. 8 minutes left in Charlotte. Celtics, how about that? 82-75 at the end of three over the 76ers with that makeshift starting roster. Notably, no Jason Tatum. Good game in Orlando. Everybody loves the Magic this year and the moves they made this offseason, although they're losing right now in the fourth quarter with 4.5 left to play. Heat 113, Magic 110. 5:55 left in the third from the ATL. Hawks making a little bit of a comeback here in the third, down 8 to the Raptors, 87-79, and just tipped off from Utah. So that's Ace Bailey's first game, 13-7, the Jazz with the early lead over the Clippers. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Let's get back into the football, where the Chiefs, I think, at some point, it's a long season. They're going to overtake Denver and the Chargers and probably win the West. Also, the Chiefs end up 12-5, honestly, maybe 11-6, takes care of that division. Working our way around the rest of the AFC. The AFC South is just full of frauds. And I'm not talking about the Colts. The Colts are legitimate. The Colts, I owe a public apology to because I said they were going to have a top five pick and Shane Steichen was going to be one of the first coaches fired. And they're not going to have a top five pick because there are teams that are bad. Like Miami's really bad. And Cleveland's really bad. And the Raiders are pretty bad. Like we know what really bad football teams look like. And the Colts, they're not bad. They're not good. They're great. I almost went Tony the Tiger on you. They're great. Best record right now in the AFC. And their quarterback, Daniel Jones, out of nowhere, nobody saw this one coming, has found himself really in the middle of the MVP conversation early on this year. So whatever the opposite of a fraud is, like a legit, that's what the Colts are. I'm a believer. Those other teams, though, by and large, because of their quarterback, total frauds. Let's start with Houston and C.J. Stroud. What happened? Almost every time in the NFL, if you've got a rookie that has a special type season, the next year, one of two things happens, right? He either gets a little bit better or gets a little bit worse. Most of the time, there's not this huge drop-off or this huge increase where C.J. Stroud went from being the 10th best quarterback as a rookie to all of a sudden being the best the next year. Well, this is not going the right way, is what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I know we're in, where are we now? Year three for C.J. Stroud? What is going on? Whether it's the eye test or the arm strength or the accuracy, or he's just going the wrong way, and so is his football team. The talent that that team has and as good of a quarterback C.J. Stroud was as a rookie, yo, they should go 13-4 with that schedule and run away with this pretty average division. And Jacksonville, same thing. What a bunch of front-running frauds that team is. And if you ever believed in Trevor Lawrence, not ever, that's not fair, because coming out of college, we all believed in that guy. He had the great hair. He played big in the national championship game. He had the Peyton Manning comparisons. He was the number one overall pick. But since then, if you're still a Trevor Lawrence guy or gal, that's on you, sir, ma'am. I'm sorry. If you're still a believer, then you're just stubborn. Because with Trevor Lawrence, I don't care how you want to judge him. And at some point, we got to start to judge him on winning and losing football games. He's just not it. And Jacksonville paid him that exorbitant amount of money last offseason where they're stuck with him. So good for you. Now you've got the 25th best quarterback in the NFL under contract, guaranteed a lot of that money for the next 5 years. I don't know what's going to happen with Jacksonville. I think Indy ends up running away with that division. Everybody else probably finishes under 500. Give me the Chiefs in the West. Give me the Colts in the South. The East? I don't know. I mean, I can't believe we're even having this conversation based on what Buffalo was the first month of the season and really what the Patriots were also. Patriots were 2-2. They looked pretty average. We didn't know what they were. Buffalo was 4-0. They were coasting, coming off a season where their quarterback won the MVP. But I'm talking about right now, whatever the date is, 9 days away from Halloween. So what's today, the 22nd? Right now, I'm asking you, who's the best team in the AFC East? Not what you thought it was going to be. Not who had the MVP at quarterback last year. Not based on those Las Vegas odds that I just gave you. I'm asking you for real. Who's the best team so far through the first 7-8 games in the AFC East? If you're not saying New England, then I don't know if we can kick it. I don't know what you're seeing. New England's got a better record. They went into Buffalo and they beat them a couple weeks ago. So maybe Bills fans are still lying to themselves. But clearly that team is not what we thought they were going to be, at least so far. You could easily convince me New England wins that division. And then in the North, it's just by default. I guess I'll take Pittsburgh. I don't mean to sound like a jerk, Steelers fans, because I was wrong about your football team too. The Aaron Rodgers experiment has gone way better than I thought that it was going to. I'm on record as saying that I thought Pittsburgh was going to sneak in the back door of the playoffs the same way they had the last couple of years, and then they were going to fade away and basically waste their time with all this Aaron Rodgers hubbub. Whether it was not drafting a quarterback or holding out for Aaron Rodgers or when you could have just re-signed Justin Fields, there were a lot of different options that Pittsburgh had this offseason, and I thought what they were doing was not a mistake, but holding out for not the guy that he actually has turned out to be, if that makes sense. I thought Pittsburgh saw Aaron Rodgers as the guy from 10 years ago, at least their front office did, with the long hair, the discount double check, the MVP, going to the Super Bowl, and he hasn't been that guy for a while. But he kind of looks more like that guy than the guy that I thought he was going to be. So kudos to Pittsburgh, and again, process of elimination, they're going to run away with that division too. Who are you going to convince yourself of? Cincinnati without Joe Burrow? I don't think so. I got my questions when it comes to Zach Taylor. Definitely not Cleveland. It's not Baltimore season. I think this is probably the end of the road for John Harbaugh. Not in the middle of the year. They're not going to James Franklin his ass. They're not going to just can him. He's done too much. He wears a Super Bowl ring. But at the end of the year, I wonder what's going to happen while we're going down this road to all these great coaches that have won a bunch of games the last 5 or 6 years if they don't cash in this year. Like Sean McDermott with Buffalo. What if the Bills don't win the division? They have to take a wild card route. They go 11-6 because New England takes the spot. And then they, let's say, lose to Kansas City again. Is that it for McDermott? Do they need to get a new voice in there? There's a big difference in the NFL between being really good, like Baltimore and Buffalo, and being great, like Kansas City. Sometimes you just need a new voice in when it comes to the head coach. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Let's bounce over to the NFC while we got a few minutes left. Caleb Williams, year two. I'm looking at the numbers right now. 9 touchdowns to 3 interceptions, but that doesn't matter. The numbers that matter for Caleb Williams and for Bears fans, 4 wins and 2 losses. I didn't see this coming. I thought the Bears were going to basically be another version of what they were a season ago, where the quarterback was going to struggle a little bit. The division's really good. I don't really know what to make of the Vikings, but I know that Green Bay and Detroit are both a problem. Both those teams could end up in the Super Bowl. So I'm not trying to convince you that Chicago was on that level, but I am trying to convince you that Chicago is a playoff team, which I did not see coming. Because with Caleb Williams, let's be real, as a rookie, we paid a lot of attention to a quarterback that didn't grow too much on the field. Because he was Caleb frickin' Williams. He went to USC. He's number one pick. He went to Chicago. Heisman Trophy winner. Paints his nails. There was a lot of flash. There was a lot of reason to pay attention to Caleb Williams. Until the game started. And then we started watching this guy named Jaden Daniels because he got off to a hot start. And he was winning football games. And then he kept winning football games. And then his team finished with a 12-5 record. And D.C. football. Yes, Washington, D.C.'s football team. You hear what I just said? Made the playoffs out of nowhere with a rookie quarterback. So we kind of stopped with all the Caleb Williams stuff and started focusing more on Jaden Daniels. Well, here we are in year two. I'm not saying that Caleb is the better quarterback. What I am saying is Caleb has finally gotten to the point where he should be in year two. Jaden Daniels, at least my eyes tell me, and the numbers and injuries have something to do with this, maybe isn't going to be quite as good as he was last year. Sometimes rookies take a little bit of a step back. I'm not saying what happened to C.J. Stroud. I don't expect that at all. But what I'm saying is at the end of the year, if we revisit this conversation, Bears fans, Commanders fans, is there a chance that we're saying, you know what, Caleb was the right guy. Caleb is the guy if you give me one of these two quarterbacks over the next 4 or 5 years. I'm not saying, I'm just saying there's a chance. We all got so excited about what Jaden Daniels did last year, and both these guys have played less than 25 games as a starting quarterback in the NFL. Let's give it a minute before we determine which of these guys is the better quarterback. Everybody wanted to put Jaden Daniels in the Hall of Fame and put Caleb Williams on the bench. Let's just chill. The Bears are kind of good and kind of fun to watch. They should have won that first game of the season, and then how we'd be talking about them. Chicago. Hey, Chicago, what do you say? Oh, that's not the Bears. That's the Cubs. The Cubs are going to win today. I blew that one. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Can you imagine, though, if the Bears would have won that first game, which they blew the big lead in the second half, and they were 5-1? Wow. I didn't see that one coming. The boys and the Bears kind of remind me of each other, where they're both NFC teams that nobody had too high of expectations for. We had our questions with both Dak Prescott and with Caleb Williams. And they're both fun to watch, and they both have a chance to make the playoffs. Like the Dallas Cowboys, again, kind of like the Bears, they play in a division, which in my opinion is the best team in the NFC, the Philadelphia Eagles. And Washington probably finishes 9-8, maybe gets a playoff spot, something like that. So ultimately, when the season is over, I don't know where the Cowboys stand. But they're better than I thought they were going to be. Same thing with the Bears. And the NFC is pretty wide open, if we're being real. Outside of Philadelphia, who's the next best team? If you're listening to me in Motor City, you're going, well, it's us, dude. How is it not us? How is it not Detroit? We won 15 games last year. We got the most underrated quarterback in the NFL. We're on a little bit of a hot streak right now. Just beat Tampa. What are you talking about? If we had this conversation last week, I probably would have said it was Tampa as the second best team in the NFC behind Philadelphia. If you're listening to me right now in the Bay Area, in San Francisco, on the Infinity Sports Network, you're probably yelling at your radio going, what about us? Well, what about you? You're 5-2. That's a great record, but here's the problem. So is everybody else in the division. The Rams, the 49ers, and Seattle, all have a 5-2 record. What about Green Bay? Packers fans, listen to me right now at the Brat Stop in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They're going, what the hell, dude? What about us? How is it not us? With Micah Parsons. So the NFC to me is Philadelphia, gap, and then whoever you think's next. I'll give you, as of right now, the Lions, Packers, 49ers, Bucks. That's my top five right now in the NFC. And the AFC, Kansas City, I don't know. I'm not a real believer in a lot of these teams. Like, well, if the Chiefs have to play Daniel Jones and the Colts in the playoffs here in a couple of months, how do we really think that goes down? As much nice stuff as I'm trying to say about New England, and I do believe in Mike Vrabel, and I think that team has a lot of talent. What happens when the games get real, the weather gets cold, and let's say New England comes into Arrowhead? Drake May's awesome. Drake May's also a second-year quarterback that would be going on the road in the playoffs for the first time against this cat named Patrick Mahomes. How do those games usually play out? So, again, in the AFC, I think it's, you know what? The conclusion that we've come to is even though we've taken a different path through the first month and a half, 2 months of the NFL season, we're kind of where we thought we were going to be. With the Chiefs, with Philly, with Detroit. A lot of people had high expectations with Green Bay. Buffalo, to me, outside of Baltimore, because they're not even worth talking about, is probably the biggest disappointment through the first month and a half of the season as far as the elite teams go. Again, take Baltimore out of the conversation because that's just too obvious. Nobody saw the injury coming. Nobody thought they'd be a one-win team at this point. What if Buffalo loses coming up on Sunday to Carolina? How are we talking about the Bills? 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Coming up on the other side, you know how we wrap up all the shows that I do. We're going to play a game of overrated, underrated. We'll get you updated on those college basketball scores. Maybe a little bit of college football talk also. Iowa Sports Flash. Here's my guy, Marco Belletti.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Here's Sean Levine.
Final segment this Wednesday night for your boy. And if you like sports, you can pretty much get your fix of whatever this week. If you like the hockey, the NHL is back. The NBA is back. World Series on Friday night. And then tomorrow night starts the NFL week. The 3-3 Minnesota Vikings on the road at the 4-3 Los Angeles Chargers. Right now the Chargers are a 3.5-point favorite. Justin Herbert and the boys looking to get back on the winning track. If they lose, they fall to 4-4, and they're looking up at everybody in the division, not named the Raiders. And, well, that's not a good spot to be. This Thursday Night Football preview is sponsored by Square. More than 4 million neighborhood businesses run on Square. To learn more, go to square.com or just stop by your favorite local business. See you in the neighborhood, Square. 888-710-4ISN is the phone number. Let's take a quick peek at these NBA scores, then we'll play a game of overrated, underrated, and then I'll turn it over to my guy, Bart Winko, for the next 4 hours here on ISN. Knicks polish off the Cavaliers 119-111. Hornets 136-117 over the Nets, both those games the first to go final tonight. Actually, so did the Magic over the Heat, 125-118. Raptors beating the brakes off the Hawks in Atlanta, 116-88. Speaking of beating up, how about the Jazz over the Clippers? The Clippers were a double-digit favorite heading into this game. I know it's just the first quarter from Utah, but the Jazz have a 21-point lead by my math, 37-16. The Celtics, the Tatumless Celtics at home, beating the 76ers with Embiid, 96-92. Bulls up 20 still in the third quarter over the Pistons, 77-57. Bucks up 87-78 over the Wizards. And then tipping off here in a matter of moments, we're going to get Victor Wembanyama, versus Cooper Flag, Spurs and Mavs, T-Wolves, Blazers, and then your nightcap in the NBA is the Kings and the Suns. 888-710-4ISN is the number. Let's play a little game of overrated, underrated. Ryan, you know how we do. Kevin Durant is now a Houston Rocket. I don't know if anybody told you, but he signed with the Rockets in the offseason. Good game last night. Lost in a couple of overtimes to the champion Oklahoma City Thunder. His entire career, in a nutshell, got in the league in 08. So 17 years of Kevin Durant in the NBA. Overrated or underrated?
It's underrated. He's just one of the premier scorers in the NBA. He has the two finals MVPs. I know he did not, of course, win it as the number one. But when you look at his longevity, his MVP, he's got finals MVPs. It's not an overrated career.
Do you think, Ryan, that if he would have never gone to Golden State and he went to basically any other team, stayed with Oklahoma City, went to the Jazz, the Spurs, the Hornets, the Lakers, anybody except for Golden State, do you think Kevin Durant wears rings?
Yes. I really do believe if he stayed with OKC, he would have won a ring.
You really believe that?
I really believe it. Also, he was the number one on the Brooklyn Nets, and I still believe to this day, if Harden doesn't tear his hamstring and Kyrie doesn't sprain his ankle, they are the champions.
Mm, the champions? You got a little excited there, my friend. Maybe they're a team that wins a playoff series or two versus what they ended up being. And then, because the only reason I say that is we saw afterwards in Phoenix, dude, they missed the playoffs in Phoenix with Kevin Durant healthy last year and Devin Booker. You know how hard that is to do to miss the playoffs in the NBA? I'm going overrated, but I'm a little bit of a hater. The Denver Broncos, 5-2. Overrated or underrated?
A little overrated. I would say the team itself is a little underrated, but Bo Nix is overrated. Therefore, the team in the playoffs is going to be overrated.
I'll say this. That division is loaded with coaches. They all got rings, whether it's Pete Carroll or Jim Harbaugh in the case of a championship ring in college. And then obviously Sean Payton and my guy Andy Reid is a fistful of those things. I do believe in Sean Payton. I don't know about Bo Nix. At the beginning of the year, I said he was going to be a top 10 quarterback. He's got his team off to a 5-2 start. He proved that he can come back. Although, also, he proved that he can get down by 20-whatever points it was at home in the fourth quarter against the Giants. I don't really know. Dak Prescott, his whole career, overrated and underrated.
Underrated. He's been a franchise quarterback since he stepped into the starting role.
Definitely.
And he puts up stats. I know there's times where he, like, okay, you can't win a big game with him, but he is arguably a top 10 quarterback almost every year he plays that's healthy.
He's in the MVP conversation this year, and I would venture to say the best Cowboys quarterback of all time. People are probably going, what are you talking about? Troy Aikman won 3 Super Bowls. Troy Aikman averaged 16 touchdowns and 14 interceptions per season in his entire career. 16 touchdowns. I know it was a different game. It was a different day sports machine. I don't give a damn. I mean, what are you really talking about here? Overrated and underrated. I don't know if you saw this, but there's a Louisville basketball player that played in the G League for a couple of years that somehow has college eligibility. I have no idea how that works, bro. Tom Izzo, the Michigan State coach, is pissed, and he was vocal about it. Tom Izzo, overrated and underrated?
I'd say normal, but I'm going to go a little bit underrated. He just gets the big games and he wins them, so I'm not going to hate on the guy.
Ryan B., were you trying to sit the fence on my game? No. You almost sat the fence there. There's one rule.
I know, and I chose underrated. I just
not
think
good
he's,
for you.
He gets
the I appreciate
play.
That. Cal Raleigh's season, overrated and underrated?
Underrated. He's a catcher. It's not something that you see every year, of course, where a catcher hits, I guess it was 64, 65 home
yeah,
runs.
Yeah, 64.
64 home runs combined in the postseason, regular season, while playing a majority of the games behind the plate. I know you can say, oh, he didn't hit for average. He didn't get on base as much as he could. But people don't know how hard it is to manage a pitching staff and expect to hit in the same game without everything collapsing. So it's a very underrated season.
Forget about all that. How about his knees and how about that mustache? On a real note, can you imagine being a major league catcher? I don't know how old Cal Raleigh is, but somebody that's like a veteran, like a 30, like Salvador Perez. How many times that guy's had to crouch down at that? I don't know what you do for work, but you probably sit at a desk or maybe you're like you're on a phone all day. Or you're not crouching down like a catcher. I'm just saying. What else we got here? Oh, a couple's costumes. I told you I'm going as a pirate. this year. Couples Halloween costumes, overrated or underrated?
They are overrated. Most of the time they're corny. The other times they're just dumb. And I think sometimes when you look back at pictures, and if you do happen to break up with the significant other.
Oh, yeah, it's a bad look.
You're like, what am I doing? What was I doing that year?
Your ketchup and cheese mustard, and then she's your ex. Yeah, that's embarrassing. You know what would be a good couple? I just thought of this. Macho Man Randy Savage, since I've already got the Macho Man mask. And what was his old lady's name? Miss Elizabeth. Maybe I'm going to talk the girl into doing that.
Or you just go as the pirate.
I don't know if she's going to appreciate the pirate. So if you're just now tuning into the radio show, I've been dating this girl now for, I wouldn't even say we're dating. We've gone out on a couple of dates. And Halloween comes around. She sends me the text that I've been dreading my entire life. It's, hey, do you want to dress up as a couple for Halloween? And I'm thinking, you're really taking the next step in the relationship here. Like, we've only gone out a couple of times. To be a couple's dressed up at the Halloween event, wherever you go, the next step is marriage, as far as I'm concerned. That's pretty serious. And so I was hesitant, and I finally said yes. And she said, you know, let's just go as pirates. So she showed me the outfit that she got, Ryan, and it is every bit as sexy as a pirate outfit that you're imagining right now. The little plaid skirt, the patch, the hook, the high heels, even the top, bro. And she wants me to go as a pirate. So I think I'm going to go as a Pittsburgh pirate. Is that funny or is that just corny as hell? Be real with me. You're my guy.
It's pretty funny, but if the person you're going with is also a pirate, it's a little corny. It depends.
Because she expects me to show up as a pirate, like with a parrot on my shoulder, and I'm going to show up in a Bobby Bonilla uniform.
I would say if you were going by yourself and you wore that, I think it's hilarious. But if you're going with someone who else isn't like an actual pirate, that's when it gets questionable.
I don't think it's funny unless you're part of a couple with another pirate. Like, if I just walked in a Paul Skeens outfit in the bar, people are just going to be like, oh, that guy's dressed up like Paul Skeens. If you're with a pirate, you know, somebody dressed up like Captain Hook, all of a sudden it becomes kind of cool.
That's true.
We got a couple more left.
You could go as a parrot, too.
She should go as the parrot. I should be the pirate. She should be the parrot, and I'll carry around on my shoulder. That's a terrible idea, too. The Florida football job is open. Is that job overrated or underrated?
I would say underrated. They have a lot of passionate fans down there in the swamp. And then
good weather.
I think they'll get enough NIL funding, and it's perfect weather. So, like you said, they should be in a good spot.
It blows my mind that these Florida schools are ever bad at football. Like, if you've ever been to a high school game, I've been to one high school game in Florida, I've been to one high school game in Texas, and I'm convinced, just based on the resources and how much people care and all the five-star recruits, that UT, Florida State, Florida, Miami should never be bad at football. I have no idea how that ever happens. Cooper Flagg makes his debut tonight. Actually, that game just tipped off. His rookie season, overrated or underrated?
It'll be a little overrated. Well, I'd say underrated. I changed my mind. I think that he's going to be overshadowed by everybody else on the Mavericks and how they're going to be competing in the West. So I think when we look back at it, the stats may be lower than anticipated for Cooper Flagg, but it's going to be an efficient season for him.
Okay, that's a lot to say. Something very confusing. I've never seen the Rocky movies until this week, and now I'm on a binge. I am embarrassed to admit that. I'm up to Rocky 3. Ryan, the Rocky series, is it overrated or underrated?
Underrated. Rocky 4 is amazing. Just put
Rocky,
that
is, is that the best one?
Yeah, that's the one.
That's what I'm up to next, dude. Can't wait. All right, looking forward to it. Adrian, thank you to everybody that called into the show over the last 4 hours. We had on my guy Rob Brown from the Rob Brown Show, and a special thank you to Ryan B. spinning the wheels back in studio. Great job, as always, my friend. Don't forget that Bart Winkler comes up next right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Let's take one last peek at these NBA scores before I dip out with the games going on right now. Never mind. Screw that. I'm looking forward to this Trailblazers game tonight. That's where I've got my money. That's it for me. Fun 4 hours. Don't turn the dial because Bart's got you locked down for the next four right here on the Infinity Sports Network as Wednesday turns into Thursday. Thanks for checking me out. I'll talk to you next time right here on the Infinity Sports Network. Good night.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.